monitoring. Anyone else?
Station calling, you're not making the repeater all the time. I'm catching half of your call sign and we're monitoring. Sorry. KCHPUN.
NACLC, NACYU, you were on this? NACLC, NACYU, you were on this? WATD Mobile, listen in. WATD Mobile, listen in.
KEHGHL, monitoring. KEHGHL, monitoring. KEHGHL, clear.
K-8-2-2-P testing.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, mobile and monitoring. NADLC, NAGYU, you're on this.
NAGYU, this is
NADLC. My goodness, you're finally here. I've been yelling at you for a week, I think. Low man, severe, and I thought maybe you got busy canning and you're busy in the kitchen.
We were up north last week and came home over the weekend and then got busy here with, I mean, we've got this beautiful weather and we've got leaves all over the place. We brought our camper home and Terry's been working on cleaning it up and putting it back and just busy, busy. And I just walked into the living room. I had turned my radio on earlier and there you were.
How about that? Yeah, I yelled for you on the low bands on, what was it, 3935. No one said they haven't heard you. They thought maybe you didn't like them anymore. So I chatted with those guys for a couple of minutes, and I got out of there and came down here. Got back. I went in the hospital. Got back out of the hospital. They had to do some work on me again and cut me up and sew me back up. But they got me fixed. I had to go to the doctor today to make sure it was all in place and everything was fine. But so far, so good.
I wanted to get on 39-35 when we were up there, but, you know, it's kind of at an inconvenient time. It's right at dinner time, and so I wasn't able to, and then friends of ours came over, and we were all sitting outside by the fire, but I checked in tonight, but just as an in and out because I had to get busy in the kitchen again, but no, we're back home, and I don't anticipate going anywhere anymore, but... not for a while anyway. Just gonna tuck in and, you know, I can't believe this weather, but hopefully you're okay.
Yeah, I'll survive. It's just one of them things. They readjust things and put a couple more screws in them as my spine and so on. I got 30 of them now. I had 28, now I got 30. it's, you know, between that and that 13-inch titanium rod running up and down my back, it's, I can tell you it honestly doesn't let me bend very well. I have a heck of a time. In fact, they tell me not to bend. They just say stay straight as you can because it's going to hurt you if you do.
Well, I reckon that's true. Are you in a lot of pain anyway? Are you walking around okay?
Somewhat. Yeah, I walk around. I got to have a walker now. I never had one before, but I got one now, and I can't really lift anything. They said keep it 5 pounds or less. Well, Christ, that's ridiculous. So I don't worry too much about it. I do what I can and listen to Kathy bitch at me sometimes. I help her with the dishes, though. I can lift the plate. Getting full and getting empty. Go ahead.
Well, I imagine she appreciates that. It's Rick. Say hi to Rick. Terry says hi.
Okay, well, my goodness. I think, did I call for him? I think I called him, too, Terry. I got to remember if I wrote, is it KE8GTX or something like that his call?
Yeah, that's him. So you're likely to catch him late at night. He stays up a lot later than I do.
Well, you're an important member of the society. You've got to do all the work. Now, don't let him argue with you and tell you how much he has to do. I went through that for years, and Kathy didn't believe. You know, I said, well, I've done this. I've done this, done the yard. I've done the lawn. I've done everything. I helped with the dishes. I cooked dinner. And all of a sudden, she says, you didn't do nothing. Well, now she's doing it instead of me. And she's bitching about it all the time. That's too much. I'm 74 years old. I shouldn't have to be doing all this. I said, I kept it for 70 years, dear. Keep going. You got a ways to go yet. And that twerks her right off.
Professional help, and she could start with a chef and a maid and a gardener, and that would probably be great.
I've offered that to her, but she don't want no one coming in her house and telling her what they're going to do. And I said, I'm willing to get you somebody to come in and do housework for you for a couple of days a week. But no way. She is not taking, no, that just isn't going to happen. This is her house, and until she can't do it no more, no one else is going to do it either. And I said, you know, have you noticed all the dust on top of the tables and stuff? And she threw a damn plate at me, I think, or something bounced off the wall. I don't know. I don't know what it was. I just ducked for cover.
Yeah, she's like me. I wouldn't want anybody coming in and messing around in my stuff either. But as long as I can do it, you know, I'm going to do it. I do not like to do housework, and when it comes to dusting, it's like, you know, I did that once, I did it again, it keeps coming back, I'm just not going to fall for that anymore.
Don't blame you. Yeah, we got an issue here in this house. I don't know, our old house, you could dust it and it would stay dusted, then, you know, clean, white wax the tables and so on for a month or so. This house here, you can dust it right now and tomorrow morning you can dust it again. I don't know what the issue is. I guess maybe I got to get the ductwork cleaned. I think they got some process they use to suck the dust out because it's terrible. And I've been bitching about it for 5 years, I bet, or more. And it's just, I don't know. I don't know why it's that way, but I guess maybe I should get one of those companies out here that hook them big vacuum cleaners up and suck all the ductwork out, see if that helps any. I imagine that's a $400 plate thing.
Oh, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised. We've got a wood burner and in our basement that heats the whole house, and then we've got a wood cook stove as well. It's not a great big one. It's just a little one, but still, it keeps the whole downstairs nice and toasty in the wintertime. And we called the people that installed it because they said, well, just let us know, and we'll come out and clean your chimneys for you. And just this little cook stove, and there is just nothing to it, Rick. I called up and they said it's going to be $400, and I don't think it would take them a half an hour to do it. I was stunned.
Wow. Yeah, that makes me even more scared to call a company. Because I don't mind getting it done, but it would be a one-time shot. But if they're going to say, that's $1,200 or $900, no. Being retired just ain't cut out for that kind of necessities. Anyway, you turned your radio on, and now I'm getting ready to turn mine off. I've been sitting down here watching The Walking Dead with me and Oliver, my dog. And she's upstairs watching her, Judy. She loves Judy, the Judge Judy. And I gotta leave, because that woman drives me nuts, Judge Judy. You know, she cuts people off. She's rude. She tells them to leave her courtroom. She needs to have somebody crack her upside the head and get her thoughts straight, because she's definitely a very inconsiderate judge. I've heard a lot of judges, and by God, that one, she takes the cake.
Yeah, she's something else, all right. I don't get into her at all either. I agree with you, but I'm going to assume you're in your basement and you're getting up and down the stairs pretty well, and you're down in your shack, and, well, clearly, because you called me on HF, so... Well, hey, look, I am going to try and check in on the net tomorrow, so meet me over there.
I'll give it a shot. We'll see how well I hold up getting up and down the stairs here, and I got to crawl back up these now. I've been down here for, maybe a couple hours. I went to the doctor at 7 this morning, and they checked me out and said everything's in place and looks good, so... We shall see if it's still holding, but coming down the stairs is the easy part. It's going up the other direction. I gotta basically go up doggy style. I got two hands and two feet, and I do a step and put my hands in front of me and do a step and move one step and raise my hands. And it's kind of... iffy. Just as long as I don't stress myself and pull something out of place, I guess I'm okay. Anyway, I'm still still sucking air, I guess you could say. Anyway, I don't think my HT is working very well upstairs. For some reason, I don't know why. I gotta either put new coax on or get somebody over here to check my antenna. There's something wrong because everyone's telling me, yeah, you sound good sometimes. And then other times it's all staticky and breaking up and just yuck. So I don't know what's going on with it. I do know I've moved it a couple times, my HT, from one side of the house to the other, and I had to put a couple splices in the coax to make connections, and they seem to be okay. It's got a great match, no problem at all there. I don't get why it always sounds good coming in. It's the going out part. So I've been just looking for a new FM, maybe like a small mobile radio, 25, 30 watts, 50 watts, whatever, that I can set on the table by my easy chair. I was hoping to find an all-mode version, but can't seem to find one with sideband, and I do like sideband, so. Maybe I'll get lucky one of these days and find a 2000 or something, Kenwood, and that'd be just perfect. Anyway, I'll get out of here, let you go do your stuff. I'm going to go back upstairs. That ought to take me about 10 minutes, so. When I get back up there, the HT's working, I'll yell and tell you I'm still alive and well and in my easy chair, okay?
Sounds like a plan. Very good. Well, take it easy getting up and down those stairs. Don't hurt yourself, and we will talk to you later. It was nice hearing from you, Rick.
Okay, Vic. Have a marvelous night, and tell Terry I said hello, goodbye, and all that good stuff. Tell him to have a beer for me if he's drinking beer. I need a little stronger stuff. Between the pain meds they give me and a couple shots of whiskey, I'm pretty good for the night. Anyway, 7-3s, have a great day. NAGEYU. Bye-bye, dear.
Talk to you later, NAGEYU. 7-3, have a great evening. NAGLC, and I am out.
K-8-P-P-P.
Go ahead.
How's it going, Vicky? This is Patrick. I haven't heard you in a while on the lower frequency.
No, we were up north for a while, and I had the radio on, but, you know, sometimes I'm just not in the room when somebody's hollering, but I saw your post today on Slack, and it's like, oh, my gosh, I never heard such awful stuff.
Is this on 20 meters?
No. Tell me what you heard last. Well, anyway, they did a digital mode last night at the class, and then you came home and you were listening, and they were, like, horrible, horrible talking, from what I understand.
Well, in the class, they showed us this website that it should listen to all the HF frequencies, or some of them. So when I came, not when I came home, when I got out from work this afternoon, I was looking at it, messing with it. So I was listening to 40, 80, and 60. Then I got on, I think 40 again, at 7.2. Boy, people just going off, talking about, I can't say it on the air. But there was no actual cussing, but no actual, or there was some cussing, but they were just going off on each other. And some guy who wasn't using their call sign just kept on egging everybody on. And it was just, yeah.
That's horrible. I've not run into that. I'm really glad, too. You know, I'm really kind of surprised because, you know, you can listen in and you're talking to people and everybody seems so friendly and nice and you just have a good time, and I've not run into that. I was just stunned.
Well, Well, this happened on, I think, is it 40 meters at 7.2, I believe it was. So, and this was about like 3 o'clock. So, I don't know. I think somebody was just messing with somebody. And then I was listening last night, and some kid was overriding on the 440s over here. So I'm like, y'all just like to mess with people, don't y'all? This is KEH-DTP.
Wow. So what, Russ, did you get a new radio?
I don't have an HF one yet. I have a UHF VHF one. It's the Yaesu STM500Z I've been messing with.
So how are you listening on HF?
It's the software-defined radio. It's on a website called NA5B.com.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check that out. But where's your daughter? How's she doing in the class?
She's low-key, but she said she's enjoying it. And I keep asking, you going to pass the test? She's saying, yeah, she's been using that the ham study website I showed her. She hasn't used the ham prep radio because that's a whole different format. So she's doing the ham study guide and doing the practice test and whatnot.
So does she feel pretty confident about being able to pass? I hope she does.
I'm sure she'll pass the technician. Now, she tried to go for her general, that's going to be a whole different story, so. Because I'm still struggling with the general. I haven't really been practicing much, because I ain't really had much innovation or gumption to do it right now. I got other issues I got to deal with.
Yeah, it's a commitment, that's for sure. And then, you know, you just got to find the time and just get stuck in and do it and take your test and get it over with.
How's you guys been doing? I've been enjoying this unusual weather, and I'm worried if we're going to have a mild or a heavy winter this upcoming winter.
Oh, I know. Well, we were up north. Terry's brother, he's got a real old cabin up there, and he put an addition on it, so they've been coming back and forth throughout the summer, and he's been helping his brother put the addition on. And we were up there this past weekend, last week and over the weekend, and getting it all winterized so, you know, the winter doesn't creep in and destroy everything because he wasn't able to get the roof on yet. But, I mean, it's all covered, but the shingles and stuff aren't on it. But, no, the weather was, this is incredible. I mean, it's going to be November in a couple of days. And it was 80 degrees out today. We're running around in our shirt sleeves. But, no, I'm kind of grateful for it because, you know, it gives us that little extra time to get some things buttoned up around here. We've got tremendous amount of leaves around here, and that's going to be a couple of day chore. And not really looking forward to it, but, you know, one of those things has got to be done. So, no, loving the weather. Can't complain. NADLC.
All right, well, I just wanted to pipe in when you were talking to Rick because I hadn't heard you on the UHF VHF frequencies. I'm about to try and find something sweet to eat in my house and probably go out because I just got cleaned up and whatnot. We're waiting for somebody to come do some plumbing, but I guess they ain't going to show up today. We'll see about tomorrow. With that, I'm going to say 7-3. I'll be clear on your final. This is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Tango Papa.
Well, it's nice hearing from you, Patrick, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you at the meeting. Try to drag that daughter along with you, and I will see you in a couple of weeks in HDLC and IML 7-3.
Thank you.
I heard you, Rick, but you're breaking up, so yeah, you're going to have to do something about your radio. Have a wonderful evening. I'm glad you made it up the stairs. Talk to you later. Meet me at the Wolverine Nut tomorrow. NHBLC 73.
Roger, Roger.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on with this radio, but there's something going on. Anyway, NHGYU clear, and thank you. Bye-bye.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Romeo, radio check and monitoring.
Going to need to clear this channel immediately. Clear this channel.